You're listening to X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland, at 91.1 and 107.1 FM. And on the coast, in Nehalem, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach, at 91.7 FM. Streaming online and on demand at xray.fm. The Brenda Lee of Australia, Little Patty, from 1964.
Well, some people like to rock, some people like to roll.
Welcome to the Respected Ladyland Radio Project. I'm DJ Action Slacks, and for decades, I have been devoted to attempting to foster a greater awareness and appreciation of mid-century music and those who haven't received enough credit for their contributions. So, when I launched the Respected Ladyland Radio Project, I chose to begin by focusing on women who are not as widely known. However, on this episode, I'm choosing to celebrate records featuring tunes written by Jessie Mae Robinson, a black woman who grew up in Watts. Her songs were so successful in the 1940s and 1950s, the press couldn't ignore her. There's even film footage of her, which just seems unheard of for a woman songwriter of that era. Today, her best-known compositions include the blues standard Black Night, originally popularized by Charles Brown, and Let's Have a Party, Wanda Jackson's signature song. I'll get into a little more detail later, but first, let's sample some songs she wrote. Jessie Mae Robinson was a genre buster, so it seems fitting to kick things off with a tune called Square Dance Boogie, which seems innocuous on the surface until you examine the context. Square dancing is an American cultural phenomenon, the roots going back as far as the 1600s, drawing from European, Native American, and African culture. But in the 1920s, the famously bigoted Henry Ford pushed square dancing as the white alternative to jazz dancing, to the point that it was incorporated into school programs as something that looks a lot like cultural indoctrination. The Native American and African American roots of the music and dancing were erased, and square dancing became largely known as white music. And the music industry did the same thing to country music in general, erasing its multicultural roots as well. And that is why this song, written by Jessie Mae Robinson, a black woman, and performed by piano player and vocalist Amos Milburn, is significant. It is a claiming and reclaiming of something that was weaponized against black culture. It includes the line, "I'm gonna show you squares how to do the square dance tonight." And it is swinging us into this first set of Jesse May Robinson songs. Well, let's swing it!
Bring your partner. Dress on. She's out there booking all alone. Hey there, man, get up off your pants and show that sister how to dance. To the front,
swing your partner.
To the back,
swing your partner.
To the left,
swing your partner.
To the right,
swing your partner.
I'm gonna show you squares how to do the square dance tonight. Put that bottle down. So wonder what became of that old mule train. We're gonna keep on rocking just the same.
To the right,
swing your partner.
To the back,
swing your partner.
To the front,
swing your partner.
To the left,
swing your partner.
I'm gonna show you squares how to do this square dance tonight. On a farm, New York City's the place I was born. No hillbillies on my family tree, so just do this dance according to me.
To the front,
swing your partner.
To the back,
swing your partner.
To the left,
swing your partner.
To the right,
swing your partner.
I'm gonna show you squares how to do this square dance.
Thank you. you said, baby, 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 please turn on the light.
They did the boogie real slow with the blue lights way down low. They did the boogie real slow with the blue lights way down low. To a party with a Bobby Sox. At the party, I really got a shock. They did the boogie real slow with the blue lights way down low. They did the boogie real slow with the blue lights way down low. Started swinging, all she did was rock. Kept on swinging, she said, now listen, Pop, I like to boogie real slow with the blue light way down low. I like to boogie real slow with the blue lights way down low. Around, the shades were down, the chicks were in the groove. I didn't see how those cats could dance when their feet didn't even move. I started swinging, swung my left foot out, kept on swinging. I heard somebody shout, you got a boogie real slow with the blue lights way down low. You got a boogie real slow with the blue lights way down low.
Sorry, baby.
what should be your favorite radio station, X-Ray FM.
Well, money's getting cheaper, price is getting steeper. Found myself a woman, but I just couldn't keep her. Time get tougher than tough. Things get rougher than rough. I make a lot of money, I just keep spending the stuff. Well, pork chops on the market, ask a butcher for a pound. Couldn't buy a pork chop when I laid my money down. Time get tougher than tough.
From 1963, with a song originally by Charles Brown, Money's Getting Cheaper. Dinah Washington before that, from 1956, with You Let My Love Grow Cold. And, oh, from 1950, you heard Louis Jordan and his Timpani Five with a hit record with the song Blue Light Boogie, and also the great high-pitched vocals of Rose Murphy from 1948 with Baby Baby. Four tunes written by this episode's spotlight artist, Jesse May Robinson. I'm DJ Action Slacks, and you're listening to the Respected Ladyland Radio Project, dedicated to highlighting the often underappreciated endeavors of women during the golden age of the record industry. I have spotlighted Jesse May Robinson's work in the past on my other radio shows, but with this program, I have the opportunity to stretch out in terms of musical styles. And that's really important in being able to demonstrate the impact Jesse May Robinson managed to achieve as a Black woman in a very rigid record industry. She did write many hit blues songs, some of which became standards, but she didn't let the racialized genre boundaries of the industry limit her. At one point, her songs were so hot that multiple record labels would rush to record their own versions to try to beat others to getting the hit. This is a little blurb that I found from Billboard magazine at the time. A new Jesse May Robinson tune set four Hollywood discaries in motion last week as they all pushed to wax the ditty. It is being published by St. Louis Music and at press time was being cut by Victor, Columbia, MGM, and Modern. Modern, in order to get the side out along with the majors, waxed the tune with Jimmy Witherspoon Thursday and is expected to have it in the stalls Monday. That's how quickly people operated back in the day. In the background right now, Charles Brown on the piano with an instrumental version of the Jesse Mae Robinson song that he made classic in 1951. The song is Black Knight. Up next, a song that proved to have a lot of mileage on it. Jesse Mae Robinson's I Went to Your Wedding was originally recorded in 1951 by Austin-based R&B pop band Steve Gibson and his Redcaps, featuring Demita Jo on vocals, but it was the 1952 Patti Page version that became a number one pop hit. However, the song was recorded by several country artists, was adapted into a French version, which also was recorded multiple times, and a bilingual version was released in the Philippines. The song was also parodied by Spike Jonze, and that version was later covered by Ray Stevens. In fact, no less than 50 versions of I Went to Your Wedding were released as singles worldwide between 1951 and 1980, and that does not include the covers included on LPs. You're gonna hear the first one, which launched a successful recording career for vocalist Demita Jo. Here she is from 1951.
I went to your wedding, although I was dreading the thought of losing you. The organ was playing, my poor heart kept saying, your dreams are through.
Listening to X-Ray FM, where radio is yours.
My dearest, my darling, are you still my darling? Oh, where in this world can you be? I'm sailing the ocean far over the sea, praying that someday you'll come back to me. If you'd write me a letter, I'd feel so much better. You don't know what I'm going through. My dearest, my darling, my life is so blue with nothing but silence from you.
Sarah Vaughan from 1957, I'm DJ Action Slacks, and this is Percy Mayfield from 1953.
I tried so hard to be your man. I put my future in your hand, and I've gone a million miles to reach your heart. And I did all that I could do. But all I did, dear, was to worry you. And now today I hear you say that we must part. We must part. But when you get out on that highway and the blues starts coming down, then you see just how lonesome life can be. Well then, and I hope you meet somebody and he dogs your heart around, then you'll cry and wish that you were back with me, back with me. I know that love is never fair, and if you call me, I'll be there. Just like a fool, I'll always be in love with you.
loved UK songstress Holly Golightly from 2003 with her version of Black Knight. I'm DJ Action Slacks, and you're hanging out with me in Respected Ladyland. On this episode, we're spending time sampling selections out of the songbook of Jessie Mae Robinson, whose songs charted in R&B, pop, and country. A lot of folks wonder how to make it in the music business. Sure, a lot has changed with the existence of social media and streaming, but one thing was true back in the day and is still true today. Musical talent alone will probably not get you far. You have to have a little luck, a lot of hustle, confidence, and the ability to self-promote. You can't wait around for people to discover you. Jessie Mae Robinson was clearly a skilled promoter of her own tunes. When she would publish a new song, she would pitch them directly to the record labels and recording artists. Apparently, whatever she did was very persuasive, resulting in people duking it out to get the first hit version. For example, the next song you'll hear is Keep It a Secret. In 1952, Bing Crosby, Dinah Shore, Joe Stafford, and country singer Slim Whitman all released a single version of that song. In 1953, there were two more country versions and a doo-wop version, also released as singles. But the version I chose for this episode features a lovely vocal by Gene Vincent from 1958.
If you see my darling with somebody new, keep it a secret, whatever you do. Why should you tell me and break my poor heart? Then foolish pride would just drive us apart. If you see my darling in some rendezvous, painting with a boy she once knew, pay no attention and just let it be, and keep it a secret from me.
If you see my darling with somebody new, keep it a secret, whatever you
do. If you see my darling in some rendezvous, begging the time with the boy she wants me, pay no attention and just let it be, and keep it a secret from me.
I'm gonna be your fool next Monday. I'm gonna make a date with you. We're gonna go around and play the doll the way we used to do, just one more time, so I can ease my mind. I'm gonna be a fool next Monday. I know it's gonna make me blue. I wanna see you walk and talk and smile the way you used to do, just one more time, so I can ease my mind. and I'm not gonna let him down. I'm gonna be a fool next Monday. I'll only have myself to blame. I'm gonna hold you in my arms real tight to hear you call my name just one more time, so I can ease my mind. Just one more time, so I can ease my mind.
I put my arms around her waist, squares it tight. She started melting like a piece of ice. I really didn't need to make her lose her head. Her mother raised an eye. But when I tried to leave, my feet were just like lead, and she was melting like a piece of ice. Knew just what I had to do, so I ran home and back. I was in a hurry, but I told her not to. I would be right back. But when I went to ask the father for a hand, I got a big surprise. I caught her with her arms around another man, and she was melting like a piece of ice. Put my arms around her waist and squares it tight. She started melting like a piece of ice. I really didn't need to make her lose her head. Her mother raised her eyes. But when I tried to leave, my feet were just like lead, and she was melting like a piece of ice. Knew just what I had to do, so I ran home and back. I was in a hurry, but I told her not to worry, I would be right back. But when I went to ask her father for a hand, I got a big surprise. I caught her with her arms around another man, and she was melting like a piece of ice. Melting like a piece of ice.
Yes, you're listening to X-Ray FM.
Move a little, move a little, move a little, move a little, do. I want to move a little closer and look into your eyes. I want to move a little closer and hear your tender sighs. I want to move a little closer to paradise. I want to move a little closer to your heart. I want to move a little closer before it's time to go. I want to move a little closer. Your lips are sweet, I know.
Your lips are sweet, I know.
I want to move a little closer. I love you so. I want to move a little closer to your heart. I'm way over here, you're way over there. Distance is too much to bear. You know I've got plenty of time. Life would be so fine if you move a little closer. I want to see your smile. I want to move a little closer for just a little while. I want to move a little closer. I'd walk a mile if I could move a little closer to your heart. Closer, I want to see your smile. I want to move a little closer for just a little while. I want to move a little closer. I'd walk a mile if I could move a little closer to your heart. If I could move a little closer to your heart.
Move a little closer to your heart.
From 1957, Chuck and Bill. You also heard The Penguins with the song Ice from 1956, and Kitty White from 1958 with I'm Gonna Be a Fool Next Monday. We're edging into the final set of this episode of the Respected Ladyland Radio Project. As with all episodes of this program, this isn't intended to be a definitive retrospective. The idea is to acknowledge the artist's efforts in an industry that was mostly unfriendly to women. And secondly, since we mostly hear about men in the golden age of the record industry, I'd like to help increase awareness of the existence of these non-male artists and pique your interest so that you will explore further on your own. This final set of Jessie Mae Robinson songs will lead off with a 2007 recording by Fabienne Del Sol, a UK-based French vocalist. Most likely this is inspired by the 1963 Gene Vincent version of the same tune.
Somebody's been stealing all my sugar. Somebody's been sitting in my chair. Somebody's been smoking my cigarettes, 'cause I see birds everywhere. I'm gonna set me a trap. I'm gonna catch me a rat. Somebody's been messing with my puppy. Somebody left it crying on the mat. Somebody must have touched it with a wormy hand, 'cause he looks just like a cat. I'm gonna set me a trap. I'm gonna catch me a rat. Somebody went and painted my parlor blue. They've been fooling me in the kitchen too. Somebody went and painted my bathroom red. They've even been fooling me to bed. Somebody went and painted my parlor blue. They've been fooling me in the kitchen too. Somebody went and painted my bathroom red. They've even been fooling with the bed. Somebody's been messing with my puppy. Somebody left it crying on the mat. Somebody must have touched it with a wormy hand, 'cause he looks just like a cat. Gonna set me a trap. I'm gonna catch me a rat. I'm gonna set me a trap. I'm gonna catch me a rat.
Sunlight, not in a secret rendezvous. because I'm so tired of sneaking around with you. Oh, you never meant to be mine. No, I was just too blind to see. Got my pride, so why should we hide when you might as well be free? Oh, I love you, you know I love you. Oh, and I wanna tell the world I do. That's why I'm so tired of sneaking around with you.
Got me riding on a seesaw. First I'm up in the air when you tell me that you care for me. Seesaw, you got me riding on a seesaw. Then I'm down on the ground just as blue as any gal can be. I've got to know right now, Mr. Man, just what you gonna do. First I'm up and then I'm down and then you drag my heart around, but I'm still in love with you. Ooh, seesaw, you got me riding on a seesaw. It's a sin and a shame that you had to play your game with me. Got me riding on a seesaw. First I'm up in the air when you tell me that you care for me. Seesaw, you got me riding on a seesaw. Then I'm down on the ground just as blue as any gal can be. Well, I've got to know right now, Mr. Man, just what you're gonna do. First I'm up and then I'm down and then you drag my heart around, but I'm still in love with you. Ooh, seesaw, you got me riding on a seesaw. It's a sin and a shame that you had to play your game with me.
A again, Kitty White from 1955 was Seesaw, and from 1961, B.B. King with Sneaking Around. Thanks for sneaking away with me to respected Ladyland. You can visit me here anytime by going to the archives linked to my website under the radio show section at djactionslacks.com. I hope you enjoyed this celebration of some of the songs of Jessie Mae Robinson. We certainly had a musical party, right, Wanda?
Everybody came miles around, uptown, downtown, way across town. Yeah, man, we had a party. Woo! Talk about a party. We did a little singing, a whole lot of swinging. Man, we had a party tonight. Ah, didn't we, bro? Honky Tonky Joe, let us all know.